आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
कोरोना वायरस नामक इस महामारी का असर दुनिया में हर तबके पर, हर देश पर, हर समाज पर पड़ा है। लेकिन जिनके पास मदद कम है, सहारा कम है, संसाधन कम है, वे इस वक्त काफ़ी मुश्किल में हैं। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में बहुत से ऐसे भारतीय हैं जिनकी नौकरियां इस वक्त चली गई हैं, उनके पास काम नहीं है, उनके पास संसाधन नहीं है, और उन्हें एक रास्ता नज़र आ रहा है कि वे किसी तरह भारत चले जाएं। लेकिन भारत जाना संभव नहीं है, क्योंकि भारत सरकार ने उड़ानों पर रोक लगा दी है और कोई भारतीय इस वक्त भारत की ओर यात्रा नहीं कर सकता। अनुष्का सिंह ऐसी ही एक भारतीय हैं जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में पढ़ाई कर रही हैं, लेकिन इस वक्त उनके पास काम नहीं है और यूनिवर्सिटी ने ऑनलाइन क्लासेस शुरू कर दी हैं, इसलिए वो भारत जाना चाहती हैं। वो कहती हैं कि उन जैसे 250 से ज़्यादा ऐसे लोग हैं जो इस वक्त भारत जाना चाहते हैं और एकजुट होकर भारत सरकार से अपील कर रहे हैं कि उन्हें यहाँ से ले जाएं। हमने उनसे बात की है और पूछा कि क्या समस्या है। अनुष्का, आपका स्वागत है, बताइए कि क्या हो रहा है।
Yeah, so since a lot of students are there in Australia and most of them get funded from home, but a lot of them survive on the jobs, casual or part-time jobs that they have here. Mm-hmm. And since Australia shut down, all the casual and part-time jobs are not there. Like anybody who was employed as a casual or part-time worker, they have been sacked from work. And the situation is getting worse. Even though like we get money from our home, we have to pay rent here weekly. Like that is probably minimum like 200 per week, which is equals to 10,000 rupees per week. So even if it comes from home, it's for everybody to survive on that and then ask money for like their groceries and other necessities. So we've been trying, like all the students, I think when first we started contacting, it was just like 5 to 10 students, but then now we are nearly 200 students that want to go back, and all of them had the flights booked for this week or last week. But like for example, for me, my flight was booked for Wednesday, and we booked it on Friday morning, and Friday night the ban was there that you can't travel for about 1 week.
Okay.
And then similarly, there are a lot of students that had booked their flight. Like if somebody asks us that why didn't you come back before, because the online classes from regular classes have been shifted to online classes just recently. So we were all waiting for that, and then we could have gone back home. We couldn't have gone back home just like that, because as an international student, it is compulsory for you to have 80% attendance. So we were waiting for the classes to shift to online, and as soon as they shifted online, everybody booked their tickets. Like my classes moved to online learning on Wednesday, and on Thursday, Friday, we decided that, oh, I'm going back home the next week. But since the ban was there, we are helpless. We can't do anything. And even if you're on the Indian embassy, everybody who's contacting the Indian embassy, we're just getting a normal response that stay calm, stay wherever you are. We'll see what happens after 29th. Like, mm-hmm. If we knew that the ban would have been extended till 29th, we would have prepared ourselves after 29th as well. We would have prepared ourselves like that. But since the Indian embassy was also telling us that, oh, we'll see what happens after 29th, we'll see what happens after 29th, that doesn't make any sense. Are they waiting for the situation to get worse and then airlift us? Or, like, I don't know. Like, that's really, really unprofessional of them. That's what I can say. Or, I don't know. Because mm-hmm. every single person who contacted the Indian embassy, they got the same response that we'll see what happens after 29th. If they told us that, oh, the ban is till 14th, and then you like arrange your finances or whatever problem you're facing till that time, and then you can go back home. But then that wasn't the scenario. Then a lot of students, even after that, booked the tickets after 29th. Okay, the ban's going to lift on 29th, so we're going to go home as soon as possible. So that's the reason now when the ban has extended, we've come forward, all the students have come forward. And we're not just students, there are a lot of Indian nationals who came here, like elderly people who came during the last one and they want to go back home, but they cannot. Their visa is ending. And I don't know whether they'll get the bridging visa or not. And then they've been emailing the embassy, they're not getting any response. The landline number on the Indian embassy, they don't pick up the call. The Indian embassy doesn't pick up the call in Sydney, and then there's a consulate journal's number on that. Everybody called, and that's how we got a response from him. That's it.
So, have you lost your job?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I was working into retail sector. Mm-hmm. I had a good casual job, and I was funded by my family as well. It's not that I wasn't funded by them.
So, where do you come from in India?
New Delhi.
When did you arrive in Australia?
I came last year in May.
Financial is one concern, of course, for all of you. But is there any other concern? Safety?
Yeah, For example, even if anybody falls sick right now, even if it's because the weather is going to change, and even if it's just a viral, so there are a lot of Indian students. It's not just me. I come from New Delhi, touch wood. I come from a very good background. But then there are a lot of students who survive on their own expenses. And even if they have a normal viral now, even if they go to a doctor and get the virus tested or the normal viral done, it's not covered under the international students' insurance. They have to pay, and it's very expensive when you compare it to the Indian price. Mm-hmm. So these are a lot of problems that we are facing. Even if somebody has a normal cold cough, they cannot go to a GP now because it is scary.
So will it help if you guys get help here instead of sending you back to India? If you get some help here, will it help, or you just want to go back?
It will help in a lot of cases, but then there are a lot of students that definitely want to go back, and it depends person to person too. And if you get, what kind of help are you talking about? Like the groceries, the
exactly, regular necessities? Because there are organizations who are helping students and other.
Yeah, but then we have to go, they're not delivering it at our doorstep. We anyways have to go out and get it. It's not like India that we have our own cars or our own scooties and you can go and get the necessities. We have to anyhow travel in a public transport, which is likely again not safe. Wherein we know that even if we'll be back in our country, and even if we're just a little sick, like probably even if it's just a normal cold, you can go to any of the doctors and get a medicine. Wherein here it's quite tough to do that as well. And nobody, like all the people I have talked to right now, all the students, all the Indian citizens that want to go back, none of them is denying that they're not going to do the quarantine. Everybody is saying that we're ready to do the quarantine. It's just that we have to be back in our country because we feel more safer there. We feel more secure there. And everybody had the tickets booked. It's just that the ban was there. That's the reason you're not able to go back.
Do you find it weird that Australian citizens and permanent residents, they can come back to Australia?
Exactly.
From India.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and obviously, you know how strict Australian biosecurity laws are. And even then, they've allowed all their citizens to come back. They've said that Australian citizens and Australian PR holders can come back, but not anybody else. So why can't our government do the same, that all the Indian citizens, can Indian passport holders, can come back at least?
Exactly.
At least they can do this much for their own citizens. And it's like, for example, you must be knowing that there are a lot of Indians that who want to stay back here after probably 2 years or 3 years. But I'm the kind of person that loves my country, and I would definitely want to go back after my master's. But like, this is a situation that keeps me thinking that If I would have been an Australian citizen, I would have been able to come back to my country, wherein India is not even allowing any international flights. We are not saying that bring all of us back, but at least they can have two or three flights once a week who can serve students that want to go back to their country.
Mm-hmm.
They can put us in the government quarantine. They can put us in our self-own quarantine. But it's just that everybody wants to go back because they feel more secure there in their own home country. And I think it's like quite normal with anybody.
You said 200, 250 people are there in the group.
Yeah, there was this one person in the group who said that he had a word with the Indian embassy, and they are saying that you give us all the details of all the people that want to go back, and it should be more than 100. That's how we're going to take them back. So then they were asking about the passport number as well. So I just told everybody, don't give your passport numbers because we don't know whether it is valid, it is going to the right person or not. Just give us your email address, contact number, your name, and we'll make an Excel sheet and email it to the embassy. That's what we can do. Nothing else we can do. So we've made a list of all the people that want to go back. It's their name, their numbers, the email addresses, and the reasons that they want to go back for.
Okay.
Hopefully the ban is lifted. Like, we're still waiting. We still have a hope for till 14th April, but a lot of people are saying that it's going to get extended till June.
Take care and stay strong.
Aapka samuday, aapki baatein, SBS Hindi. ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।